Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar. The Humboldt boys soccer team has begun practice for the 2024 season as they enter the season with back-to-back appearances at the state tournament. I caught up with Hadar to discuss last season and the team for this year.
Yeah, we did a lot of good things. You know, a lot of positives came out of that. Got a lot of good experience. You know, the guys had a lot of success out on the field. Hard work paid off. That's what you like to see. And then, you know, for it to go the way that it did, we had to have a few lucky breaks. So sometimes you ride your luck. I think we did a little bit of both last year. So we've had a pretty good youth soccer program, you know, now for quite a while. And the big thing is in those middle years where we tend to lose soccer players because we have a middle school program, we've had some parents jump in and do travel teams. And that's been really critical that, you know, and it's that we've got the option where everybody can just play on the travel team. We don't cut people. We don't lose players. We just gain players from that. So, you know, it's just everything added up to a really nice year of soccer for the high school team last year.
The coach, now coming into this year, as you move back down now to Class 2A, what's been the message to your group coming into the season here in 2024?
No different. You know, there are teams of, you know, really high quality in 2A. You know, I don't think there's that much of a difference quality-wise, 2A, 3A. It's going to be just as tough to win the conference, and it's going to be just as hard to get to state. So then I think the one thing is the players don't really need that message. They know playing soccer more than anything. And we've had that conversation. If you're going to be good at something, you better start with a lot of passion for it and really want to do it. And I think this group has that. You have to have that to build on that and deal with all the mistakes you're going to make and, you know, all the setbacks that you're going to have. Understanding that with Clear Lake last year, we could have very easily lost that game and then not been conference champs. Hampton gave us two good games last year. You know, the sub-state, we were one Carson Rubel save from not making it state. Every sport is determined by inches and centimeters. So you got to go out and enjoy it. Have a good season, you know, and no matter what the results are.
Who are some of the returners that we're going to be seeing for the 2024 squad?
You know, looking at it, probably a lot of the seniors will get playing time. Christian Ramirez, the guy who set all the scoring records for the school, is back another season, so that's great. And then at the opposite end, you got Carson Rubel, who is all-conference goalkeeper. So, you know, in soccer, you try to build a spine of a team that's quality players and work off of that. So to have those two guys, that's a good start right there. Nolan Gustafson's back for his senior year. Reyes Falcone is back. So, you know, there's two more pieces of the puzzle that fit right in. Gage Allen, another senior who's definitely going to be starting. Carter Westry, I think, has started. He's a junior. Around those guys, a bunch of guys who have really developed. We got Jonathan Gaska, who's a strong player. Antonio Zoom, who's did an outstanding job, scored a goal at state last year. Jacob Gears and Zane McIntyre. Those two guys got a lot of playing time last year, and they'll be in there. Spencer Coleman, another player. We've got some really talented seniors that we've got to replace from last year. That's always a big question in high school sports is, are you going to have the underclassmen step up and play? But we've got great numbers. Larity's coming in, giving soccer a try this year. They played in middle school, so what I've seen of them, they look good. Some of the underclassmen are looking good. So, you know, we've got the numbers. Playing against teams, a lot of teams in the conference are barely able to put a JV team out on the field. And we're getting close to 34, 35 guys out for soccer now. So that's good to see. We got Gustav Murtha is back. He played professionally in Brazil, in town now, married, and just fantastic. I don't have to explain too many things at practice that he can't explain better than I can. He knows the game really well. He played college soccer at the University of Colorado Pueblo, played in a national championship game. So to have somebody like that on our staff is just amazing. And then Tony's always doing a great job. Coach Beach, you know, I don't know where the program would be without him. So, you know, I'm really lucky with the assistants that I've got. And, you know, they're contributing to this as much or more than I am. So right now, the boys soccer program is in a really good place.
Are there any newcomers now to the high school level that kind of burst on the scene and have caught your eye in this program?
Well, he hasn't played much. He's been injured. Nico Christensen is a player that'd be exciting to see. Ike Fowler might be the first son of a player that I've got on the team. I probably need to check that, but I think that's right. Ike's dad played for me back in the day, so, and Ike looks pretty steady on the ball. Levi Rick, Angel Ruelas, Aiden Russell, Yael Sanchez, guys have come in and, you know, they're pretty handy with the ball. Spencer Scranton, too. All of those are our freshmen this year. And, you know, they all look like they can play soccer. I don't know in sports if between a ninth grader in high school and a senior in high school. So those guys are stepping up to a competition and it'll be difficult for them. It always is for the freshmen. But I think you'll see a bunch of those guys getting playing time. And then I was just lamenting so many of the sophomores came in last year with that same quality, but we just didn't have enough JV games for them to play in. You know, I look at the sophomores, you know, I mentioned a lot of those guys are going to be in there either starting or getting a lot of playing time. Johnny Hayden, John just hustled all of the time. Colin Payer, super smart guy. He's a guy who can help us out in certain situations. Braden Swanson. Nobody wants to go against Braden when he's defending. He's a tough kid. And Zach Paysfeld, you know, just right there with Zane McIntyre and Jacob Gere. So I just talked about a whole nother soccer team and our freshmen and sophomores that other than the last couple of years, those guys probably would have been a starter for us. You know, we're pretty deep right now, and that's good.
So, Coach, with practice so far, how has it been progressing for the program?
I think everybody in soccer in Iowa is pretty happy with the weather we've had. We only had to go inside one day, and it was our picture day anyway. So that was a lucky coincidence. You know, we're progressing pretty well. This is one of the earliest starts to the season, the way the calendar works out, and our game against Garner has already been moved. We've got a really long preseason. We haven't gotten to the point yet where we're scheduling any jamborees or scrimmages with other teams. You know, maybe that'll change in the upcoming years, but we play a lot of soccer. For these guys to be putting in a 17, 18 game season in 2 months is pretty crazy. In England, the top paid players play 38 games in something like 9 months and they can't handle it. Now, I know that's a different level of soccer, but we're putting these kids through half of that in 2 months. It's a big survival race, you know, to see who we can keep healthy. And that's been a good thing the last couple of years that we haven't really had any major injuries where, you know, we've had people with niggling injuries. That's something that's looking good this year. Christian Ramirez looks completely healthy. Reyes Falcone looks completely healthy. So that's got me pretty excited about first Christian's chances to score more goals. And then Reyes is just, you know, our anchor at the back. I mean, and when he's in defense, you know, that's definitely like minus one goal for the other team at least. We're seeing progress from all the underclassmen I mentioned and all the guys who, you know, we need to come in and fill in spots are doing their work. You know, we've got to work on all the basics like anybody. High school sports is a development process. It's fun. Every time we have a practice, we see new things that, okay, you know, we got to work on that. And we're bringing some new tactics in that I hope are going to be pretty exciting. So we'll see what happens.
What are your thoughts on how the conference is going to shake out here in 2024?
Similar to last year, you know, if talking to the coaches, if they were, you know, not pulling my leg, I think Clear Lake and Webster City are probably, you know, the biggest competition we'll have. I see Hampton moving up that way. Garner's always tough. Belmont and Clarion, that Wright County soccer group, they keep getting better and better. Everybody in the conference can compete. I think maybe only Iowa Falls is down on numbers, but, you know, they've won the conference. Well, we didn't have a conference back then, but they've been super tough in the past too. So, you know, high school sports, you kind of have an idea before the season starts and then people surprise you. So we'll see. The nice thing, we do have a tough non-conference schedule. I think we've got Storm Lake and then we're going to a tournament in Nevada in the beginning of May, and Fort Dodge always plays us tough. It'll be a tough season. If we can stay healthy, I think we can have another good run at the conference, and we'll just have to see how the postseason goes.
Well, Coach, want to wish you best of luck in the upcoming season, and thank you for taking some time out to chat with us about the upcoming year.
Thanks, Matt. And, you know, we always got the best radio reporting, too.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.